Morning, everyone. How many people, when they see somebody get up, think, I wonder how many pages he's got there? Come on, we've all done it. There's only two. They're not double-sided. There's not a lot of words on them, so I'm not intending to speak for very long. Yeah, I've been on the other side. I know what everybody thinks when somebody gets up to talk. Yeah, what a wonderful opportunity to welcome Faith into the family. I just want to offer my own thanks to Matt and Kat, how they welcomed my own two children who were a little bit older when they joined the journey, and the great encouragement you were to Kelly and Matt. I hold you responsible for my son running round the whole school holidays with a Mohican. Seems to be quite a motif for the Gale brothers back in the day, I seem to remember. We were desperately praying that he would grow his hair back in time for school so he wouldn't be punished. Anyway, Kingdom of God is a party. And you know, when I was growing up, there was one dominant influence in culture that had managed to break down all kinds of barriers across many cultures and lots of different people groups. And it brought joy and hope with amazing stories, heroic activities, and love and dreams fulfilled. Yes, I'm talking about Disney. Who remembers all of those Disney films where everybody seemed to know or have a favorite Disney moment? And I wanted to touch on that because the Disney phenomenon is still touching hearts and minds today. You know, still people that are totally gripped or immersed in it. And it does cost some of us quite a little bit of money, doesn't it? You know, those of us with younger children and grandchildren, it continues to be something. But I wanted to talk about the way that they created all kinds of wonderful and magical landscapes where evil was banished. You know, where enemies become friends. Eventually where life is lived out in hope and peace and joy and dreams are finally realized. That really is a magic kingdom, isn't it? But of course not everybody's quite enamored by the whole Disney spiel. One person wrote this: Disney World is about as far from reality as you can get without having to adjust your medication. So I'm sure there's a few people in here that have those sentiments about Disney. But I'll never forget, how many people have been to Orlando, to Disney World, I think it is? Yeah? Don't be shy. I'm not going to hold it against. But I remember my own first visit to Disney World in Orlando. And I don't mind admitting that as we rushed and arrived at the gates, the excitement, the ooing and the eyeing, you know, kind of necks craning and eyes trying to see what was beyond the gates. They're trying to get a glimpse of what was ahead, what lay before us. And then all of a sudden we were in, and there was a voice saying, "Welcome to the happiest place on earth." And I don't think that there was anybody as excited as I was. And as we boarded that ferry for that short ride towards Cinderella's castle, that kind of iconic structure, all of a sudden I was stood outside the entrance to Cinderella's castle. And I don't mind admitting then that my eyes were a little bit watery. I was 32. And that's the magic of the Magic Kingdom, isn't it? There's something for everyone. And later as we got on the monorail to take us to other parts of this huge experience, I remember exactly what the voice in the cabin meant when it said, "Welcome to children of all ages." And there's something about retaining childlikeness in our hearts, no matter how old we become. But in all of that kind of Magic Kingdom malarkey, that whole imagineering of what the world could and should look like that Disney had created, there was one area for me and something that they excelled in that I just wanted to share a few thoughts on. This predominant theme, and it demonstrated to me most what the kingdom of God should look like. And you don't have to turn now. I'll read a few verses from the book of Deuteronomy. So it's an Old Testament verse that might surprise you. But here the people of God are told, make an offering of 10%. Bring everything that you grow in your field year after year. Use the money to buy anything you want. Cattle, sheep, wine, beer. Anything that looks good to you, you and your family can then feast in the presence of your God. Your God, have a good time. Some people said, are you sure this is the Bible? Look it up, Deuteronomy 14. And then it says, but don't forget to take good care of those who live in your towns. They don't have any property. They don't have any inheritance of their own. At the end of every third year, gather from all of your produce and put it aside. Then keep it in reserve for those who are outside. The foreigner, the orphan, the widow. That way they'll have plenty to eat, and you and your God will bless you in all of your work. So see, the people of God are encouraged to take all that they had and to enjoy it for themselves, but to also include others in all that they had. All of the produce, all of the cattle, all of the wine, all of the beer. I can't promise you wine or beer this morning, sorry. But for me, and this is something that we in the journey know, we don't need much of an excuse to have a party, do we? You know, the journey has a kind of party vibe going on. It doesn't take long to get kind of Tom up on the decks doing a bit of DJ for us. But there was something about all of that Magic Kingdom thing, that whole concept of what it was all about, that struck me. And that predominant theme. Most of what the kingdom of God should look like, and if it looks like a party, it should look like this more than anything else. All are welcome. All are welcome. And I say that to each and every one of you today. You are most welcome. You are most welcome. In biblical times, and even now in Eastern culture, hospitality is paramount. It doesn't really matter what's gone on. You can have people that you haven't seen for years, particularly family, and if they need a bed for the night or they need a meal, they can just pitch up, knock on your door, and expect the full works. Wonder how we would feel, even if a member of the family pitches up out of nowhere about midnight, knocks on the door, and expects to be put up and fed. But for them, it was paramount. And for me, it's demonstrated in the Amish community, you know, that community that lives in America. And they design these wonderful tables, these beautiful dinner tables. But what they've also created is all the extra leaves that you can add on. So every time somebody else comes that they weren't expecting, they can just dig out a piece of wood and put on another leaf. There's always room for one more. It's a beautiful analogy, isn't it? And the whole kingdom of God is a party thing to me, and the whole thing about using Disney as an analogy or a metaphor is, it's about generosity. That's their guiding principle, is hospitality. There's always room for one more. So I wasn't going to talk very long, and I'm going to start to close now. I just wanted to leave you with these thoughts. Jesus said that the kingdom of God is near. It's near to you. Each one of you here this morning, whether you've been to church 1,000 times or it's your first time, you are indeed most welcome. We've opened the gates of our magic kingdom to you just for a few moments to enjoy something of what God is doing in this place. So as we talk and as we eat cake, mainly, I think, later on, I just hope in some profound, amazing, wonderful way that Jesus did with me all those years ago, that you will just experience a little touch of what the kingdom of heaven really looks like, what the kingdom of God is really like. So taste and see, the Lord is good. Amen. God bless you.